From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. condemns attack. The United States government has strongly condemned Tuesday's bomb attack on a crowded market in Nigeria's Borno State that killed at least 47 people. In a statement, the State Department spokesperson John Kirby noted that while no group has claimed responsibility for the attack, it happened in an area where violence attributed to the Boko Haram militant group has killed hundreds of people in recent weeks. Tuesday's attack on the Sabongari market early Tuesday afternoon while the area was crowded with shoppers. U.S. officials have accused an international group of hackers and stock traders of stealing insider information and making as much as $100 million in illegal profits. Federal authorities in New Jersey said Tuesday it's the biggest scheme of its kind ever prosecuted. Authorities say hackers stole financial and other information from companies that publish press releases. Paul Fishman is the U.S. attorney for New Jersey.
We allege that the conspirators stole more than 100,000 news releases, traded ahead of more than 800 company releases, and made more than $30 million.
Nine people in the U.S. and Ukraine have been indicted for alleged fraud. More than 20 other individuals and companies face related civil complaints. China has allowed the value of its yen currency to drop for a second consecutive day, doubling down on a surprise move that rattled global markets and could raise tensions with its trade competitors. The yen's market rate fell 1.6% on Wednesday after falling nearly 2% a day earlier. That was the biggest single-day drop in a decade. China's central bank, which strictly controls the currency, described the move as temporary and meant to make the value of the yen more market-oriented. A U.S. Treasury statement said it's too soon to determine its implications. This is VOA News. A young Mississippi couple has been arrested and charged with trying to join Islamic State militants in Syria. Mohammed Daklala and his 20-year-old new bride, Jaylin Young, were arrested by the FBI in Mississippi on Saturday as they prepared to embark on a plane trip to Turkey. The pair was charged with conspiring and attempting to provide material support to Islamic State. According to the criminal complaint, the two repeatedly said in online communications with undercover FBI agents that they planned to travel to Syria in support of the terrorist group. The prime minister of Libya's internationally recognized government said Tuesday he would resign if demanded by the people. While in Geneva, the UN special envoy to Libya urged the country's warring factions to agree on a national unity government by the end of the month. Prime Minister Abdullah Al-Thani faced sharp criticism in a televised interview with questions from viewers, blaming the government for a lack of services, and said he would step down Sunday if that was the solution the public wants. A government spokesman told Reuters that the prime minister's comments were not an official resignation. A spokesman for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said yesterday she's turning over the private email server she used to send and receive messages during her tenure as U.S. Secretary of State to the Justice Department. Ms. Clinton has been pressured by Republican lawmakers to relinquish the server ever since it was revealed back in March that she used her personal email account to send official messages. Ms. Clinton says she has turned over 55,000 pages of emails to the State Department and has authorized the agency to make them public.
I think there's so much confusion around this that I understand why reporters and the public are, you know, asking questions, but the facts are pretty clear. I did not send nor receive anything that was classified at the time.
In addition to the email server, Ms. Clinton's also handing over a set of mini hard drives containing copies of thousands of her emails. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Iran nuclear deal was a tough one to come by.
So I sat there with my counterpart and I said, look, I'm not negotiating a deal in which you guys just continue to play rope-a-dope with us for another 5 years. We're going to do a deal in which we have to have an ending to the process of ask for access. And if you haven't given the access, you're in material breach. That is exactly what we achieved in this agreement.
Congress has 60 days to review the Iran nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Lawmakers can pass a resolution of approval or disapproval or take no action. President Obama has said he will veto any vote of disapproval. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.